And that deep and irreplaceable knowledge of my capacity for joy comes to demand from all my life that it be lived within the knowledge that such satisfaction is possible and does not have to be called marriage, nor God, nor man, nor an afterlife.
Holy sh**.
That was from Audre Lorde's essay, Uses of the Erotic as Power. It was published in 1978, and this essay completely changed my life. When I heard this essay, it was the first time in my entire life that I had heard a woman articulate, without the intent of seduction, how vital and necessary it is to bring the erotic to life. So let's unpack all of this stuff. Audre Lorde was a queer, Black, American writer, civil rights activist, author, intersectional feminist, mother, badass. My whole life I've been trained to believe that if you want to be erotic and have that aliveness, then you are trying to seduce in a very dangerous way and you're a slut. And Audre Lorde says, no, it's so much bigger than that. What is the erotic? The word erotic comes from the Greek word eros, and eros is the personification of creative power and love in all its aspects. Eros is born of chaos. The erotic is also seated in a deeply feminine and spiritual plane. And yes, this creation, power, and energy can be found in sex. It can be sexual, but again, it is present and can be alive in everything. Leia Britana, Zen Britana. If the erotic isn't just about sex, then what's it about? Huh? Audre Lorde talks about some of the ways that the erotic shows up in her life. And one of them, she says, is sharing deeply with another person a true or authentic emotion. So this can be, let's say, joy or vulnerability. These moments bring you fully to life. I mean, think of when you're laughing so hard with your friend and your stomach is fucking killing you and you're like, no, khalas, I need to stop. You are fully alive. You are satisfied from the inside out. That's erotic. Another thing that's erotic that Audre Lorde talks about is your capacity for joy. So this whole experience of creating Fucked and Blessed through my readings, through collaborating with Clara, my director, has been an erotic experience. Like, what is holiness? It's like, it's full presence, it's compassion, it's interconnectedness, and that's what the erotic is. Here are some of my favorite excerpts from the essay. The erotic is a portal to end suffering. Audre Lorde talks to us about once you have experienced in your body an erotic awakening. So once you understand what this deep yes that we've been talking about feels like, what full satisfaction and complete arrival, you will then start to look at the different areas of your life and demand that same satisfaction, that same aliveness. It becomes way harder to settle for suffering and self-negation and even mediocrity. And so Audre Lorde urges us, we have to assess all of the different areas of our lives, our work, our relationships with our parents, our relationships with our lovers and friends, and examine with self-honesty, where are we lacking the erotic? Where are we lacking full satisfaction? Number two, suppression of the erotic. So if you remember, we talked about this in a past episode. This internal intuitiveness and knowing that we have has been oppressed for millennia. Men love for us women to be erotic, but on a superficial level, when it is of service to them, when it's كل الفيمينينيتي والحركات دي, but when it comes to the full package, which is very big and primal and powerful and calls for change and doesn't settle for shit, that has been oppressed. And so women and people of color, for that matter, we have been raised and we have been taught to vilify and to suspect that erotic power and knowing within us. انت جد تبغى تكوني قوية, if you really want to be a smart and powerful woman, you have to completely shed the erotic and shut it down. Lish, why? Because oppressed people cannot rise up, cannot organize, do not tend to question authority, do not know their own power and are way easier to manage. فَاعْرِفُوا إِنُّ the oppression is a direct result of how powerful it is. ثلاثة, three, the erotic and the pornographic. Porn, big topic. Notes. Audre Lorde talks about how often the erotic is compared with the pornographic and they're put side by side. And she has a pretty strong opinion about porn. I'm talking about standard bomb chicka wah wah for the male gaze, kharabit fake. That kind of porn is fake. It's disconnected from true presence. What Audre Lorde talks about is it is sensation without deep feeling and meaning and understanding of what is here in the moment. Porn literally cannot be erotic. It is the direct denial of the present moment. It's direct denial and disconnecting from it is what is underneath the undercurrent of connectivity and acceptance and God. Audre Lorde says something that I love. She says, it is not about what you are doing. It is about how fully you can feel in the doing of. That's so dope. In conclusion, Audre Lorde tells us that the more that we get in touch and get to know the erotic in our lives, the more satisfaction and fullness that we demand for ourselves. And as women, we will come to demand that for everybody because that's just what we do. And women like us, we're dangerous. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed. You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.